latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome along to Monday's Bulletin for Manchester United, and Phil Jones has brushed off the criticism aimed at Manchester United following Saturday's defensive display against Liverpool. Jose Mourinho appeared to set up his side not to lose at Anfield, rather than taking the game to their rivals, and they came away with a hard-earned goalless draw. It is an approach which drew criticism from many quarters, but defender Jones was unrepentant, as the Portuguese's success is built on not losing the big games and capitalising on fixtures against teams outside of the top six. Jones says United, who were 2 points behind, leaders Manchester City in the Premier League table following the weekend's games, says they should be judged at critical junctures of the campaign, like at Christmas and the end of the season. He said, let them criticise, we'll see where we are at the end of the season, we'll see where we are at Christmas. We've done well, but it's far too early, there is a long way to go. Moving on, Hernando Herrera is reportedly growing frustrated by the apparent delay to a new deal at Manchester United. The Spanish midfielder had expected to have his long-term Old Trafford future resolved by now, with less than 12 months remaining on his present £130,000 per week terms. Just like his compatriot Juan Mata, the Red Devils will take up their extension to retain the player for another year, albeit there is a growing sense the club's money men are purposely dragging their heels to avoid paying out increased salaries until it necessitates. United insiders are concerned that this is sending out the wrong message to two players who have already made it crystal clear that they want to commit the best part of their careers to the United Giants. 28-year-old Herrera in particular can feel aggrieved, having been named United's Player of the Year last season, having thrived since the arrival of Jose Mourinho.